From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The failed Christmas Day plot to blow up a Detroit-bound passenger jet has prompted new airport security measures. Starting tomorrow, people flying to the U.S. may face some stepped-up screening methods. Officials say passengers on U.S.-bound international flights could be chosen for random screening. And anyone traveling from or through a country regarded as a state sponsor of terrorism or a so-called country of interest will have to go through body scans or other enhanced screening measures. There's been a potential security breach at Newark Liberty International Airport near New York City. Planes at the Continental Terminal have been grounded as authorities search for a man who reportedly walked through a screening checkpoint exit into the secure side of the terminal. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Passengers in Terminal C have been moved to the unsecured side of the airport. Tom Schernera of Fairfield, Connecticut, was on a plane that was headed to Ireland. He says everyone had to get off the plane and were told they would have to go through screening again.
And currently, I'm sitting with my mom and my girlfriend behind where they do the checked luggage on the conveyor belt. And there's just a sea of people. The entire terminal, everywhere, there's just a million people in every nook and cranny you can imagine.
A Homeland Security spokeswoman told the Associated Press that authorities are examining surveillance tapes to identify the man who breached security. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
It's not clear when the American and British embassies in Yemen will reopen. Officials say they were closed today because of indications that Al-Qaeda is planning an attack in Yemen's capital. John Brennan is the Obama administration's top anti-terrorism advisor.
There are indications that Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula is targeting our embassy and targeting our personnel. And we're not going to take any chances with the lives of our diplomats and others who are at that embassy. So we made a decision overnight to make sure that we're doing everything possible to protect our diplomats there.
Brendan was on Fox News Sunday. The eruption of a volcano in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo has experts concerned about the wildlife found in one of Africa's greatest national parks. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
Virunga National Park is often described as the most varied landscape in Africa. It has some of the world's few remaining mountain gorillas. It has elephants and hippos and chimpanzees. It is such a thick forest that in some places it's impossible to see the sun. But the park also has volcanoes that periodically lay waste to nearby areas. One volcano destroyed much of the eastern capital city of Goma in 2002, killing several people. And on Saturday, a volcano called Yamalagira erupted with a thunderous clap. Yamalagira's flow won't disturb Goma, but park rangers say it will disturb many animals, including an important colony of chimpanzees. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. The Secret Service says it's investigating an effigy of President Obama found hanging from a building in the hometown of former President Jimmy Carter. A spokesman says the large black doll was found yesterday morning along Main Street in the small town of Plains, Georgia. A witness told television station WALB that the doll had a sign with Mr. Obama's name on it. Rules for teenage drivers in Kansas have changed. A new state law bars teens under 17 from using cell phones and other wireless devices while behind the wheel. From member station KMUW, Carla Eccles reports.
Teenage drivers caught using a cell phone while driving will face a license suspension of at least 30 days. It's part of new restrictions in Kansas that apply to young drivers with an instruction permit or driver's license. 14-year-old Courtney Bradley waits in line with her dad for her permit. Bradley says banning cell phone use while driving is a good idea.
I think it's good because it keeps everyone safe, and I don't think that they're picking on us because it's for our own safety and everyone else on the road.
According to the Kansas Department of Transportation, teens make up 7% of drivers but are involved in 20% of all car crashes and 13% of all fatal car crashes. Kansas is the 49th state to increase restrictions on teen drivers. For NPR News, I'm Carla Eccles in Wichita.
The epic science fiction movie Avatar is now just the fifth film in history to earn more than $1 billion at the box office worldwide. The film was in first place for the third straight week this weekend in the U.S., adding more than $68 million to its total. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.